This is the morning brief from the Economic Times.
Stock market investors have been on the edge for the past 2 to 3 months. Russia's invasion of Ukraine, rising crude oil prices, a rate hike from the US Federal Reserve, and India's inflation rate surging to an 8-month high. These factors have kept the market swinging like a pendulum.
Volatile session on the Lal Street as investors weighed fresh developments in the Ukraine-Russia conflict. The Sensex ending with losses of over 200 points and the Nifty finally closed 30 points lower.
Uncertainty is bad for business. Foreign institutional investors or FIIs have aggressively sold their investments in Indian stocks. They pulled out about $4.5 billion from India in February alone. What's more, experts believe the FIIs will continue to sell in a risky market like India until there is some clarity on a global level. The result? The Sensex has fallen by over 4% in the last 2 to 3 months, making several thousand point swings in a session. However, India's millennials seem to be playing it cool. In the same 2 to 3 months of market volatility, retail brokerage platforms like Zerodha and Grow saw an increasing number of young investors signing up. These millennial investors, many of them first-timers, now make up at least 75% of the total users on Grow. And it is growing every day.
I've been investing since 3 years now.
I started my journey last year. I invested close to 15,000 and that was through a friend.
I started in 2020 only.
I started about 3 years ago and largely it has been focused a lot on blue chip companies.
Approximately 1.5 months back is when I opened my own DMAT account.
As the market opened up for startup IPOs, I started investing in a few startup companies as well.
It has been a good experience, both ups and downs.
I haven't lost anything as such, touch wood. I have its gain is also very small, as it's as low as 200, 300.
And these investors have managed to keep their calm even during this market mayhem, so much so that they've become an effective counter to sell-off from foreign investors. For this episode, I spoke to a bunch of millennial investors to understand how they invest and what's keeping them excited. We also had a chat with Harsh Jain, who is the co-founder of Grow. To understand some fundamentals, we spoke to Vivek Bajaj, who's the co-founder of StockEdge, which is an equity and mutual fund research platform. Bajaj also gave us some tips on investing during such volatile times. So stay tuned. It's Thursday, the 17th of March. I'm your host, Bhavya Dilip Kumar, and you're listening to Millennials March on Markets on The Morning Brief. What do we make of millennials investing like never before in such volatile times? Is this FOMO, that's the fear of missing out? Are these young folks going by their gut? Or are they taking the time and effort to learn about the fundamentals? Do social media investment gurus and personal finance experts on platforms like YouTube play a big role? Let's find out.
When COVID second wave was there, I was working from home. I had a lot of time to, read articles. I was always thinking about finance and investments. But during COVID second wave, there was a huge dip in the market and I just used it, in favor of me.
That's Lakshmi Narayan, aka Yellen, a 26-year-old investor.
For the past 13, 14 months, I've been investing consistently. So during the early stage, I could see, a very good returns, and that sort of motivated me. And I'm sort of trying to, keep up the consistency right now.
Great. Like you said, in the early stage, things were quite green, but now it seems to be a little volatile. So how are you feeling right now? Do you feel like, pulling out some of the funds now, looking at the market volatility?
I would say I want to give a couple of answers on this. My mindset a year back was entirely different. Back then, I didn't have much of patience. But for the past 1 year, I have been reading a lot. And whatever stocks that I've invested, I did a proper fundamental analysis on that. So there is a lot of anxiety in the market. But what I would just do is I would just keep investing. I don't want to pull out money from the investments. Just stay calm, trust in your analysis, and just keep up the pace. Maybe start investing more, because some of the stocks are really cheaper right now. So this is my mindset right now.
Great. I mean, nice strategy to go. And Yellen, if you can tell us, you know, how do you actually gather information? What is your source of knowledge?
So the one best thing that I did was I took up a course from BSC University. It's a proper institution where they have a lot of courses and you get trained from professionals. So that gave me a broader picture and a lot of knowledge, and even have people from the team still supporting me. The best thing I would say is taking up a proper professional course and getting the content from there. So know your basics first, and from there on, all the other information is just available in the Google itself. So that's how my journey has been.
How has social media helped you? I mean, is there any groups or is there any influencers that you follow?
I would say in recent days, social media has a huge impact. I could see a lot of youngsters, coming up with more courses, more materials on stuffs. And also the best thing I would say social media offers is all the content is very well organized. Say if you Google it, you'll have to go at least 10 to 15 websites. But on Instagram, there are pages who can organize information, put it within a single picture or a short video. So social media gives a handy knowledge, and it is easily available. So I do follow them.
So it did have an impact in it's helping you out.
For sure. Yes.
Yeah. So Yellen, one last question I would love to know, and also if you're comfortable to share, how much have you earned so far? Because you're a very new investor, right? You said it's been like 15 to 20 months max.
I would say in this way. So I've invested close to 10.5 lakhs. Currently, my returns are over 103%. Almost 10 lakh plus. Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Yellen, for sharing that. Yellen said that he's not disturbed by the recent market swings. He has taken a long-term view on his investments and sees this volatility as an opportunity to invest more in quality stocks. He's not alone to hold this view.
What I have understood and as per the knowledge I have gained, that any volatile market is an opportunity for an investor.
That is Varun Soni, 27, who has just started his investment journey.
So it is all the stocks are in discounted price, right? And strangely, the stock market is the only market when there is a sale, people go out, they leave. So that is not sure the way it should be done. And it's a very tremendous opportunity to buy value stocks at a bargain price. So in my experience, I go all in when I seek an opportunity like this.
That's an interesting take. It's like value stocks are on sale, then why leave the market, right? Why not buy more? Archisha, 26, is doing something similar, and here's how she's coping with the market volatility.
I have, invested currently because the market is volatile, and even I am very new. I have invested a small amount. There are certain stocks which I've read a lot about it, and I've seen like their past 3 years, how that stock has performed. And that's how I decided to invest on those. Even though it's a volatile, I understand a lot of people are panicking. But the thing is, it's happening because the war situation. So now actually it's a correct time if you have that knowledge. And later on, slowly and gradually, once the situation becomes fine, the market will grow upwards, and that's where you get your benefits. That's how I got mine last time when I did.
The willingness of these young investors to value stocks when their prices fall or buying the dips, as they say, is probably one of the reasons why the market has not tanked more despite foreign investors dumping their shares. These young investors have indeed become a market force to reckon with. Harsh from Grow, who's been observing the market and the trends for over a decade now, tells me that there is a change in the retail investing patterns and the millennials are leading that change.
Now, what we're observing is when we say millennials, young investors. So there's a lot of enthusiasm in people to try to start investing, to those who are investing to learn, research more, and then invest more. I think there have been few factors in the last 4 or 5 years that we've been observing. Everyone is talking about investing stocks. They're talking about capital market. They're talking about how the share price are going up and down. The younger people are becoming more and more aware, more and more interested. There was a sense of FOMO earlier that, hey, when everybody's doing, but I have not started yet, I should get started. This great deal of technology advancement and regulatory relaxation that have happened, which have enabled people to be able to do more transactions in these products without any extra incremental inconvenience. So all those factors are sort of changing the portfolio of investors who are active in the market towards a younger age. So probably what we've been seeing on our platform, average age is around 25, 26, 27, depending on the kind of product, and which used to be 35 to 40, 45, 5 years back.
The pandemic, coupled with work-from-home facility, forced several youngsters, pushed them to try this out. Here's what Vivek has to say.
Well, I think the last 2 years have seen phenomenal growth in terms of new investors coming into the system. And what pandemic did was, because the interest rates were low and people started thinking about their future, suddenly there was a realization that financial market as an asset class is very important for long-term wealth creation. So people who are sitting on the fence, not investing, not paying attention to investing in riskier assets and having a balance largely in bank account, they suddenly rose up to the occasion and they thought that let's open an account with brokers and start financial market participation actively. The other thing is that now, because there was a work from home, people were sitting at home. So what to do? It's a great way to utilize your time, especially from 9:15 to 3:30. It is changing the way a financial market ecosystem is evolving. I have sons, twin sons, they are 8-year-old and they are asking me questions related to finance, financial market. I'm encouraging them to learn them at such an early age. So I think there is a pectoral shift which is happening in the overall social structure in India, and this is for good only.
Now that we know that there's a change in the retail investing pattern, it will also be great to get some data on how big this change is. Like, how many new and young investors are coming into platforms like Grow?
So the growth that you see was extremely high in the last 2 years. But the interesting thing is, at least on our platform, we see that 75% of those people are, you can say, the younger generation people, which is like below 30 years of age. And that has been the trend across the platforms and largely in the country.
What's more interesting is that the educational platforms are also seeing high traction from these young new age investors. This means that millennials are not just jumping into the market sea and learning to swim. They are also educating themselves and are literally becoming a DIY or do-it-yourself investor. And not just that, they also come with a swag.
So if I look at my database in Elon Markets and Stockage, where new generation is coming and learning from us, the average age of people coming into our platforms would be around, say, 23, 24. And we have seen last 1 year, almost 10 million people who have used our platform for either their learning needs or data analytics needs. So I would like to believe that most of these guys who have come in last 1 year are the youngsters, because our average age earlier was around 27, 28. That has got reduced to around 24. And one different thing about them is that they are not the one who's going to just listen to any broker and do what the broker wants them to do. These guys, they want an answer to all the questions which they have. So that's why the propensity to learn is far, far higher for the younger lot. And obviously, because they want instant gratification, the propensity to trade is also higher. So that's why you see most of these younger guys, they are more inclined towards learning trading, because trading is something which gives them immediate and obviously when you want to trade, you want to learn as well.
Also, they seem to be asking the right questions and are more aware than how investors were 10, 15 years back. Here's what Harsh has to say.
And there is an interest to learn about these things, not do but blindly, which is what a very contradictory observation we have. While everyone outside keeps saying these young guys are coming on the platform and doing investing, will they stay long? So the observation we have on our platform, especially from these investors who are coming for the first time or who are coming early in their career, is that they're much more knowledgeable than used to be 10, 15 years back, when it was more like a black box. You receive some tip or you receive some friendly suggestion or you read some one place and then you start trading in it or you're investing in it. So that's not happening right now. People are asking so many questions. They're consuming at least 2-3 places. They validate what they're thinking and then they come and then they put the trade or they do the investments. So these are much more aware people. These are people who are asking questions.
Other interesting data to look at would be what is the average token size or, you know, what is the average value of the shares that these investors buy? Can you help us with that, Vivek?
If I remember the data correctly, it should not be more than 1 lakh. So anywhere between 10,000 to 1 lakh. So average could be around 50,000.
In fact, Vivek also told me that the reason for the young new age investors to stay in the market, even as the FIIs are pulling out, is because of the small token size.
So what are you scared of? If I have to ask, people are generally scared of losing a lot of money, right? But if you see the quantum of money in the system, in the risk, is not so high. So you ask this question to someone who has 50 lakh in market. Obviously, that person is scared because that's a real money that person probably would be losing. But someone with a balance of 20,000-25,000, it anyway is not a great, not a big money for them to really think about. So it's a good learning cost people are paying right now.
Millennials are not just sticking to the so-called beginner-friendly equity investments. They are also tapping and trying various new investment security options like ETFs or exchange-traded funds, bonds, STPs or systematic transfer plan and more. Here's what Harsh has to say.
Bhavya, I have moved all my investing activity to ETFs personally. One, because I don't get too much time in deciding and finding out what is the right stock, what is the right company. ETFs is not for old or retired people. I think it's a beautiful product in itself. It's just passive investing. So it's a product that cuts across everywhere. But see, we haven't seen a lot of popularity for ETF yet. As of now, yes, there is a small increase in ETF participation, excitement.
So the wave of new investors coming in isn't something new. But this time, during this market volatility, we saw such young investors coming in who are not just in for the short-term frenzy or to make a quick buck, but seem to be prepared for a long haul. Isn't it, Harsh?
So don't know much, but looking at the way they're interacting in, if I just have to read from the smaller dips or the volatility that has come in the market in the past couple of years, it doesn't look like it's a frenzy or it's a short-term phenomenon. Because if you look at the volumes or the kind of trades they place during these times, you can see that people react to the dips in a more, they consider it like an opportunity for the right investments. People double down, you know, the investments that they've made, if the prices goes down in the short term, and especially with the external factors, we see more investments coming in. And that is the right behavior. If you ask any expert, they will also say, if you believe in the company and you invested for long term, you'll probably keep, you know, investing more money when the price goes down, if you have money. And you don't see people reacting to these volatility events by churning from the industry or from the platform or just creating negativity outside. So that's not happening. I'm very optimistic that the generation of people who are coming over, getting onboarded on this industry will actually shift the overall dynamics.
The participation seems to be diverse and not just from top tier cities. And what's accelerating this is the advancement in mobile technology and of course cheap data and internet access.
Everything is in your hand and it's happening on mobile now. And there's no boundary, right? Someone sitting in a small city of Punjab or Bihar can actually get the same quality of service and a platform and the data information, which a guy who's sitting in a metro in a very fancy office, right? So this, the whole democratization has happened because of the mobile penetration, because of the internet penetration, because of the quality of the apps that has come. And one big thing that has happened is the content. Right now, everyone is consuming so much content, and that's possible again because of the mobile and the technology right now.
While it seems to be shiny and happy, there are also some risks and challenges that these new age investors should know of. Also, learn how to overcome that. Here's what Vivek has to say.
The biggest risk people are carrying right now is overdoing things, because there is a fair bit of overwhelmingness right now in the market. And there is obviously FOMO, which is pushing people towards that limitless attitude that I can do everything. I can trade also, I can invest also, and I can hear XYZ video, XYZ content, and I can implement that immediately in the market. So there is a fair bit of restlessness, or people want to do things very fast. I think that's a character of millennials, where there is a lack of patience and people just want to do things today. Whereas I always say this to people that, yaar, you are here in the market for 50 years. So you should not plan your market participation for 50 days. It's a 50-year journey. You're also building a career in market, either full-time or part-time. So that's the maturity level will come over a period of time.
From reading multiple books to following social media influencers and platforms, young new age investors today are more equipped than ever. These young investors hold 45% of all Demat accounts in India. However, as Vivek puts it, everyone's investment journey is different, and treading slowly and cautiously, knowing the risk levels that one can afford, is the only way ahead. Now this is a wrap, but before we end it here, we got some tips and tricks from the millennials themselves to help out those who are just starting out on this journey. I for sure learned a thing or two.
Start investing with a small amount.
Picture what is your risk-taking capacity is, how much of loss that you can bear.
Don't invest the money you can't afford.
Start investing early. If you don't have any knowledge about market, at least start with SIP.
We live in the age where the CEO of a company is extremely social, extremely vocal, and extremely transparent. More so in the case of new age companies, look at their behavior, look at how the company behaves with its customers, and only then make your decision.
Thanks so much, Vivek and Harsh. Thanks the millennial investors, Lakshmi, Archisha, Guru, Vihan, and Varun, for giving us a quick glimpse of their investment journey. Thanks also to Shailesh Menon from The Economic Times for helping with facts and topic understanding. That's all from us today. You are listening to Millennials March on Markets on The Morning Brief. I'm your host, Bhavya Dilipkumar, signing off. Producers of this episode, Nehal Chalyawala from The Economic Times and Varun Kapahi from Awaaz. Sound editor, Soundarya Jayachandran from Awaaz. Executive producer, Arijit Barma. If you like this episode, please make sure to share it on your social media. The Morning Brief airs every Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. Have a great day. All clips used in this episode belong to their respective owners. Credits are in the description.